After the snowstorm last week, I was asked about assuming that the snow would continue. This is before the snowstorm, assuming the snow would continue into Thursday, maybe even to Friday, and it was difficult to get someone to shovel the snow. Is it possible to ask a non-Jew to shovel snow on Friday? And what happens if he's not done before Shabbos? Can he continue shoveling the snow? So the truth is, we have to ask ourselves whether a Jew is allowed to shovel snow. What's the problem with shoveling snow on Shabbos? So, first of all, is snow muksa? So, generally, you can't move something which comes into existence on Shabbos. That's nolad. The Gemara in Erevin, though, says that rain is not nolad because the moisture was in the air long before the rain fell. However, the Pre-Megadim writes that it is muksa. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Or HaChaim Chelek Hei Siman Kuvav, Os Lamed Zayin, he says that snow is muksa. He says that snow is different than rain. Snow is muksa machmas gufo. It's not food. It's not kalim. It's not. There's no use for anything. It's like stones or sticks, which are raw materials, which are muksa. So too, snow is muksa. The truth is, many poskim hold that snow is not muksa, like the Eish el Avraham, Moshe Stern, of Yashiv, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and Shmir Shavuos Kolchasa, and the Mishneh Berurah also seems to say that. And the truth is that even if you were to argue that snow is muksa, it still might be permitted based on the Taz, which is what that if the halacha is, and the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Taz in Siman Shin Ches Kadam Kuftesvav in Or HaChaim, that you're allowed to move a muksa item for a permitted purpose in an indirect way. That's called tiltul min hatzad. So the case of the Mishneh Berurah was, let's say you have a muksa item on the table, and you shake the tablecloth so that the muksa item falls off. So there, that's called tiltul min hatzad, and it's for a permitted purpose. Let's say you want to clear the table of the muksa item, so that would be permitted to do. So similarly here, if the goal is not because you want the snow, you don't want the snow, you want to clear a path for the snow, so then it would seem that you could move if this even if the snow is muksa, it might be permitted to shovel the snow because from a tiltul min hatzad perspective, because you're only moving it indirectly. And so I think many poskim, according to many poskim, you can get out of the muksa problem when it comes to snow. So, but what about the shoveling itself? There are some who argue that it might be soser. That argument was suggested because if the snow is on the hardened part of the ground, so when it's like it's almost connected to the ground, and when you shovel it, then you're actually breaking the ground, so that would be soser. There's a discussion about whether it's mashve gumos by shoveling it. Are you sort of, evening out the ground? That might not be a problem. Most of the city is paved. Machzeh Eliyahu said it's an issue of zilzul Shabbos. It's very hard to define what zilzul is. But it seems that the reason why many poskim take issue with shoveling snow, a Jew shoveling snow on Shabbos, would be that it would be uvda d'chol. So it's not seems to be it's weekday work. Now that's obviously very difficult to define what's considered weekday work. The Tiferes Yisrael writes that an act is considered uvda d'chol if it meets one of the following three criteria. It's comparable to one of the 39 malachos. It will lead to the performance of a forbidden act, or it involves a great effort, or tircha. So you can argue that shoveling snow is a tircha. The truth is that sometimes many poskim are lenient in the cases of tircha, in cases of tsar. The Mishneh Berurah is lenient, Siman Shif Kaf Ches Sif Katan Kuflamivav. And some are lenient in case of mitzvah and hefsed merubah. So if the issue is uvda d'chol, there might actually be a leniency if you really can't walk to shul and the snow blocks your path. You might even be allowed to shovel based on an uvda d'chol. It would seem, though, that many poskim say that it would be a problem. Again, it might be permitted to allow to clear a path to walk to the shul, maybe. It would certainly be preferable. So it's questionable whether a Jew can shovel snow on Shabbos. It might be, again, an issue of tircha uvda dechol. Telling a non-Jew if it's only tircha uvda dechol, so you have many poskim who are lenient. Eliyahu Rabba is lenient. Many poskim are lenient when there's a machlokes, whether it's permitted for a Jew. It's not 100% clear that it's also for a Jew, that many poskim are lenient to tell a non-Jew if it went to do a malacha when there's a machlokes, whether it's permitted for a Jew to do it. It would seem that poskim would allow a non-Jew to shovel in cases of need, because that's really like a shvus to shvus, makom tzorach. Again, if you really can't get the shul, so there's a tzorach, and you're telling a non-Jew, which is one shvus, to shovel, which is probably only nisid rabbanon, so that people can pass, then it would seem to be permitted. To have a non-Jew use a snowblower, that might be more problematic, because that's an nisid doraisa. That also might be a problem of avshe milsa, making a sound on your property, which seems to be problematic. If, however, let's say a shul needs to clear out the walkway to allow people to come to shul without slipping, so, and there they couldn't do it before Shabbos, so in that case, it might be permitted for the shul to get a non-Jew to use a snowblower if need be. Obviously, bury just the shovel, but if need be, and you couldn't do it before Shabbos, so that people won't slip, because you're amir lenachri for a non to tell a non-Jew to do. And even an Isser Do'oraisa is permitted for Tzorech Rabim, and certainly for and this is obviously needs of a Rabim. So again, it's not 100% clear how you would look at shoveling snow on Shabbos. Again, snow is probably, according to most poskim, not muksa, even if it's muksa. Shoveling it might be permitted to Tiltol Min Hatzad. It's probably a problem of Uvda Dechol, in terms of a Jew shoveling it himself. Again, it might be lenient if it's very difficult for him to get to shul without doing so, but certainly preferable to tell a non-Jew to shovel snow. So I would tell this person, if the non-Jew is shoveling snow on Friday and it comes Shabbos, he's not finished, if there's a need and the goal is to try to clear a path so he can walk to shul, it will be permitted to do so, but we should avoid having a non-Jew use a snowblower for the Jew on Shabbos, but Letzorch Rabim, it would seem to be permitted.